Bezras Hashem Bli Neder. Let's finish us together. This afternoon's learning is dedicated to Nishmas of Emor of David Simeon of Yosef. Today's daf is the Durham daf Lamid. We left off at the bottom of Tessam and Bays. I'm recording here from John F. Kennedy International Airport, about to board a flight to Eretz Yisrael to visit my children. We are at the words Yosef, three lines to the bottom of Tessam and Bays. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yitzchak, Berebi, Kamei, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Avin, and Rabbi Yitzchak, Berebi, the great one. Rabbi Avin and Rabbi Yitzchak, the great one, were sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. They wanted to learn from him. The Rebbe was falling asleep. So Rabbi Avin and Rabbi Yitzchak sat, and they said a halacha. They thought the Rebbe was sleeping. They were talking and learning among themselves till the Rebbe would wake up. So they said a halacha. What did they say? Remember, in yesterday's daf we learned, well, it's actually today's daf. In today's daf we learned that Bar Pada holds that if you make something hektesh up until it gets cut off, even if you redeem it, the holiness goes back in it again, because you said the hektesh goes all the way until it gets cut off. So according to Bar Pada, the Amar Padon Chozos Vekodshos, that when you remove the hektesh from it, the hektesh automatically goes back on. Tifshot Debay Rabbi Oshaya, we should be able to use this logic to answer the famous question of Rabbi Oshaya Maseches Gedushin. What was Rabbi Oshaya's question? I know since they prudus leisha, guy gives two prudus to a woman. V'armalan, he says to her as follows: Ba'aches iskachili hayom. With the first prud, I'm going to marry you today, and then I'm going to divorce you in a few weeks, and then I want to marry you again. Uva'aches iskachili la'aches shagar sheikh. And with the other prud, I want to marry you after I divorce you. So we should be able to be poshid. Just like over here where you said, I want to marry you, I want to be makdish these trees forever until they get cut off. So if you redeem them, they go back to being holy. So to over here, you redeem the girl, you divorced her, and then she goes back to being married again. So it should work with the two protests. You should be able to marry the girl if you divorce her. So Rabbi Yirmi heard this. Isabu Rabbi Yirmi woke up and he said, what are you guys talking about? V'armalahu. My coming to Misan, how could you compare the case of being makdish trees to being makadish a woman? Pidon hu lepidon machirim. The case of being makdish trees, you're redeeming it, so you can control it being sanctified again. But by the case of marriage, when you divorce her, she's in her own rishus. You have no rights over her anymore. You have no rights over her anymore. So Rabbi Yirmiyah got upset. My coming to Misan, pidon hu lepidon machirim. How could you compare these cases? Hachem Rabbi Yechon, Pidon hu, in the case where you redeemed it, so you're in control, Chozos v'kodoshos. Pidon acherim, but when you marry the girl, ain't Chozos v'kodoshos. You can't be Mekadosh her again. She's in charge of herself. You have no rights over her after you divorce her, so you can't impose a marriage afterwards. V'isha kibda u'a acherim damya. A woman's like somebody else redeemed him because she's no longer in your reshus after you divorce her. And therefore, you can't compare the two cases. The only time that the trees continue to be kadosh even after you redeem them, because you said they're going to be kadosh until they got chopped down, that's if you redeem them. If somebody else redeemed them, so now they own them. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Hanoder miyorde hayam. All the next Mishnahs in the Perek, the end of the Perek are, when you make Nadarim, what's included in the Nether? Not. We know the rule by Nadarim is Haloch Acha Loshim Bnei Adam. It's all what people considered to be a nether. Hanoder miyordeyam. Let's say a person makes a nether not to get any benefit from people who travel in the seas. Mutter biyoshvei yabasha. So people who live on dry land are not included in the nether. But miyoshvei yabasha, however, when you make a nether against people who live on dry land, usser miyordeyam. Even people who travel a lot in the ocean are still included, because in the end, when they finish traveling on the ocean, they're going to go up and live on the dry land. Shayordeyam b'chlal yoshvei yabasha. People who travel on the sea are included in people who live on dry land. Lo keilu. Now the Gemara has a last line. The Mishnah has a last line, which the Gemara is going to have two opinions what it means. Lo keilu sholchem yako liyafo. When we talk about yard hayam, we don't mean those people who just travel a short distance, like from Akko to Yafo. Elo b'mishadako lefarish. It's people who travel a long distance on the ocean. Says the Gemara. So how do you understand this last line? Rav Papa Rav Acha Bei Darvika Chad Masnei Arishav Chad Masnei Asefa. One learned this stipulation that we're not talking about a guy who goes from Akko to Yafo on the beginning part of the Mishnah. It's a leniency, and one put it on the end of the Mishnah. It's really a strictness. Madatani Aresha. If you learn it on the first part of the Mishnah, you read it like this. If you make a nether that you're not going to get any benefit from Yorda Yam, you're mutter for the Yabasha. People have a Yorda Yam Aser, but people are in the Yorda Yam Aser. But what kind of Yorda Yam are you Aser from? Not a guy who just takes a small little journey. Lo, Ke'elu, Ha'olcha Me'akol Yafo. Not from those people who just go a small journey. Dahol and Yosha Yabashin, those people are really, really dry land dwellers. They just go on a short trip in the sea. Elam, Mishadak and Lefarish. When you ask her, Yorda Yam, it means people go on a very long journey. Umad Masne HaSeifa, however, if you learn on the Seifa, so it's a strictness. Masne Hach, you learn on this. Hanoder, me Yoshua Yabasha, also be Yorda Yam. If you make a neder asking yourself from Yoshua Yabasha, you're usher even on Yorda Yam. But what kind of Yorda Yam? Well, Lobe Loch Makal Yapa Bovad. You're not only usher in the Yorda Yam who go on the short trips, Afilu Mishadaka Lefarish, even the ones that go on the long trips are also included. Hol Vesofa Yabasha Sala, because in the end, after the long trip and journey in the ocean, even the long trip people, they're going to go up on dry land. They don't live in the ocean forever. They're going to go up on dry land, and therefore they're included in your nether. Next Mishnah: Hanoder Miroi Achama. If someone makes a nether not to get any benefit for people who see the sun, Aser Af Kesumen, he's offer even in blind. He's Aser even in blind people who can't see the sun, because it just means who the sun sees them. Shalom Eskavin Ze Elo Lemisha Achama Roa Usan. The only intention is someone who the sun sees them. Says the Gemara, and therefore even blind people are included. My Taima. Why is that? Says Gemara, how do we know this? Midelo karmim in a rowan. It doesn't say from people who see. It's rather, it says people see the sun, means people whose sun sees them. Who is it coming to exclude? Lafuke dugim v'ubrim. Comes to exclude fish who don't see the sun. Even if they come up a little bit for air, the sun doesn't see their whole body. V'ubrim. And a fetus inside. It's mashma that other animals seem to be included in the usr. But not from inanimate objects. Because rowe means people who see. It means people who are breathing, not plants. Next Mishnah. Hanoder Mishchori Harosh, the black-haired ones, Aser Bekarchin, even bald people are included, Ubali Sevos, and people who have white beards. Umutter Benashim Vuktanim, but women and children are not included in the nether. They're not called Shchori Harosh. The words don't explain why. Sheni Korn Shchori Harosh Ela Anoshim, only men are called Shchori Harosh. Ask them on my time. I mean, the Lokom and Bali Seir. It doesn't say anyone who has hair. It just says Shchori Harosh, that's men. Umutter Benashim Vuktanim, Sheni Korn Shchori Harosh Ela Anoshim, only men are called Shchori Harosh. My time, and why is that so? Says the Gemara, Anoshim Zimnim Dimikasa Reshayu Zimnim Dimigali Reshayu. Men sometimes have their hair covered and sometimes have their hair not covered. Take off the hat. But women always have the hair covered. Oh, you see from this Gemara, women have to cover their hair. And young kids also have their head uncovered. They don't wear yarmulkes. Really, a young kid doesn't have to wear a yarmulke? That's a discussion. Machlokes on poskim, whether ketanim have to wear a yarmulke or not. And Sefer Arta Zechayim writes, there's two reasons to cover your head. One is covered shemayim, and one is tznius. The difference is ketanim, that even the tznius is not shayach so much by the ketanim, but covered shemayim is shayach. That's the difference. Next Mishnah. Hanoder min hayilodim. From those that are born. Mutter banoladim. He's mutter those who are going to be born. Min hanoladim, if you aser those who are born, aser min hayilodim. You're aser from both the future and the past. Rab Meir mater af biilodim. He says everybody's mutter. The Gemara is going to ask, well, who's aser if everybody's mutter? V'chacham omrim. No, lo niskaven ze el misha dakali valid. It means anyone who's used to being born. And we'll see what that means in the Gemara as well. Says the Gemara. L'rabbi Meir. Lomi by no ladim. According to our mayor, your mutter those who were already born, and certainly your mutter those who are going to be born. Elmi man aser. So who are you aser? Says Gemara Chisur and Mechse Vaktan. There's words missing in the Mishnah. Hanodim in hayilodim mutter ban oladim. If you make a nether to not benefit, if you make a nether, hanodim in hayilodim. Hanodim in hayilodim. If you make a nether not to benefit from yilodim in the past, mutter ban oladim. Your mutter those people who are in the future going to be born. Their words missing. Hanod ben ayilodim mutter ben oladim. If you make a nether from yilodim, you're mutter in the future people. Min hanoladim aser beyilodim. But if you say from noladim, it's the future and the past. Tana comes to everybody. Rabbi Meir Omer af hanodim min hanoladim. Even if you have make a nether from the noladim, mutter bayilodim. If you make a nether from the noladim, you're mutter those people who are already born. Ki hechi denodim min ayilodim mutter ben oladim. So Rabbi Meir holds. When you make a nether on the noladim, the future, you're mutter on those people in the past. When you make a nether on those people who are in the past, so then you're mutter on the people in the future. Amalei Rehavel Abai, Lameimah Dinoladim Nimisyal Dimashma. Noladim means that people are going to be born. Elameata. What about the Pasuk? Shnei Banecha Noladim L'chaberetz Mitzrayim. Your two sons, Menashe Ephraim, who are going to be born. They were already born. Hachanami Disyal Dinu, they're going to be born. They were already born. Elamai Diyalidu Disyalid Dimashma. What do you think? Noladim means that they were already born. What do you mean? This guy's going to be born? He was already born. What do you mean? Even he wasn't born yet. You tell me Nolad means was already born. But you see, Yoshiyahu was going to be born. Even his grandfather wasn't yet born. V'adayim menashe lo, but even his grandfather wasn't born yet. Ella, mashmahachi, mashmahachi. You know, psukim could be mashmah both ways. So b'nedarim, halachach, haloshim, neyadam. When it comes to b'nedarim, you have to follow people's language. Last point, Shanina, b'mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah that the Chachamim say, if you know that from the Noladim, you're also both in the future and the past. Chachamim amram lo niskavin zeh, ella, mimi, shedarka li valid. When you make a from the nolad, it means anyone who's usually born, both the future people and the past people. Lafuge emo, who's coming to exclude. Lafuge dagam v'ofos, it's coming to exclude the fish and the birds who aren't born from humans. They're not born from other animals. They're born from eggs. And therefore, that's not called a leda. And therefore, we're excluding them. Everyone should have a great day.